this town. Got 1 million, 2 million, I can't remember how many million, million. And I'm exactly where I wanna be right now.
Good evening. I don't know if this counts as evening. This is May, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I was gonna say something. Okay, well that song that you just heard was "Wishing Well" by Morphine off the album "Like Swimming." Cool band. I think they're all right in general. However, I do think that like something that's really special about them is the bassist who's got riffs. I'll tell you, he's got riffs, and he also uses a slide on the bass in a very awesome way, which I think is very awesome and cool. Cool band. I sort of just learned about them, which feels weird because, like, you know, I like 90s music. I feel like I should have come across them. Because they're not like a small band, they're pretty big as far as like, I don't know, the whole world goes. Okay, let's move on. All right, so I just got here from a show over in Arlington at Fourth Wall. Very cool venue. I went to see with a couple of my I guess you know, one of my friends, and he brought his friend along. I went to see a country western, and man, like, okay, a country western is a really, like, I don't know, it's a very important band to me. In my adolescence, they're very foundational band, and like, I don't know, I listen to their music a lot, and it there's just, you know, some special charm to its it's low fidelity. That really, like, it really spoke to me in a way that not a lot of other bands did. I was hooked, frankly. And you know, the very, very, I don't know, very, the, it's a very, it, like, you know, played a very meaning, the band played a meaning, very meaningful part in my life, for a number of years. And the friend who I went to go see it with, I don't know how many times we listened to, like, you know, different songs by them together. I showed him the band, and he also got really, really into it. You know, we're both into all their stuff from, I think, you know, 2019 through 2021, or 2022. Yeah, 2022. So their first album, or I guess, I don't know if it's an album or an EP, I don't remember. First album, Phenom, which is, like, I guess only, it's really only available on Bandcamp. Nowhere else, not on YouTube, not on Spotify, not on Apple Music, whatever. Which is also, that's, like, a really great album you should go listen to. I personally, like I first discovered them with their self-titled album, A Country Western. And it was just, I don't know, it was just, like, when I listened to it, I was sort of, you know, getting into that whole scene of, like, indie rockers in the Northeast, I guess. They're from Philadelphia, but, you know, they're sort of part of this network of indie rockers. Who sound, you know, have similar sounds and similar ethos, is influenced by, like, slowcore, shoegaze, Alex G type stuff, as well. A whole, like, a sort of, you know, disparate range of influences coalesce into, like, a, you know, sort of, I don't know, pseudo genre, sub genre, whatever. Where was I? Anyways, this really important album to me, in my youth. What am I saying? I'm like 18. This is crazy. But so their most recent album, Life on the Lawn, it came out last week, I believe. Don't remember which day. And I'm going to be honest, it kind of was really, really, I didn't like it much at all. There are, like, a few songs in there that I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. But a lot of it just feels like nothing rock. Like, I don't know how to best to describe it. I was just describing it to my friend who I went to see them with earlier tonight as like nothing rock. It just, like, it feels so formulaic, and it feels like it's lost that unique charm that it had, that like their older work had, that lo-fi feel and that very, very DIY feel as well. I mean, like, I get, it's still DIY, but it's just like, at this point, it's just like, okay, whatever. I don't even care. This is, like, not only is this, like, cliched, but it's, like, it's so uninteresting, and I'm just like, you know, it doesn't capture me in any way at all. And so they played tonight at the Fourth Wall, and, you know, I was like, me and my buddy were really, really, really hoping that, like, you know, they play some of their old stuff, which really, you know, drew us in and kept us listening for years and years. Or I guess just years. I don't know. They haven't been around that long. but they didn't. They played only new stuff from their new album, which, you know, I respect that. And, like, I don't know. I guess it feels, it's like, it's, it doesn't really make sense to feel betrayed by a band, like, you know, they're making their own art. I don't have any say in it or whatever. But it's just, I don't know, it's just, like, it's so disheartening to see a band that was really, really had something to, like, I think lose it as they mature, and they sort of, you know, they mature into not, you know, more interesting, experimenting or whatever. They just, I'm going to play some country western so you can kind of understand what I'm talking about when I'm throwing these words around. I'm going to first play some songs from their self-titled, and then I'm going to move on to a song that I think, like, really represents the direction that they seem to be heading. From their new album. I don't know. I might talk more about this. I'm just like, I don't know. I feel heartbroken. All right. I am going to, I'm going to play this. I don't know if you just heard a notification from a certain app come from my computer. I'm imagining you did, and I think that's pretty funny. All right, I'm gonna play some country western. I'm gonna play Fade Away, which is the song that me and my friend were really really hoping that they would play, and seemed like it seemed plausible that they might play it. And then I'm gonna play On Edge. Both these songs are from their self-titled in 2020. And then I'm gonna come back and talk a little bit, and then I'm gonna play a song from their new album. All right, here goes. Okay, so that was those were two songs from a country western, the self-titled album from 2020. I hope you got a vibe from that of the album. The album is short. Like if those are interesting to you, go listen to the album because it's really worth a listen. It's like, I don't know, 20 minutes. It's a short album. Short album. Beautiful world. Anyways. It's a really awesome album. Really, like you know, there's something special about that, right? There's just, I don't know. Well, I guess to me, I don't know. It's just like, it seems so different from like all, either kind of like, you know, I don't know, music in the world that I had been exposed to up to that point. And to be honest, like it still very much differentiates itself from a lot of music these days in like the indie rock world. I'm now gonna play you a song, the song called The Dreamer, which was, I think it was their leading single off of Life on the Lawn, which is their new album, a country western's new album. I've sort of already talked about how I hate this a lot. It was a little better live than it is in the recording, but like, I don't know. Maybe that's just like the effect of like live music, where it's like you're, I don't know. It's like gonna necessarily be a little bit like dirtier and maybe more lo-fi, and like, you know, imperfections there's less, you know, imperfections can happen, and it's just like a beautiful part of the world. Anyways, this is The Dreamer off of Life of the Lawn from, I don't know, a week ago. I'm gonna play it and you're going to listen to it, and you're going to think about it. And I want you to think about this, and I want you to compare this in your head to the previous songs.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if, like, okay. To be honest, I'm not sure how, like, how clear all of my anguish is. I don't think that song is very good. I don't think the album is very good. I think there are some interesting songs on it, but I don't think that the album is very good as a whole. I have to wrap up this rant, man. Like, this has gone on way too long. It's like, let's wait for the whatever, I don't know, fire truck or ambulance is driving past. Ruining my freaking set, bro. Anyhow, wrapping up my rant on a country western, I would like to say that the openers for a country western, Kettle and Stranger Mangers, were really, really great, honestly. Sort of, Kettle, I don't know if they have, like, anything online. I think they just might be, like, a local Philly band, who came up with the country western. They did some really cool, you know, shoegazy, I don't really know how to describe it. Like, there's this, I don't know, they're pretty characteristic of, like, this world of indie rock. You know, but they're cool. I don't know, definitely, if they ever record stuff and put it online, go check it out. It's dope. Stranger Mangers really blew me away. I think they're a local band in Boston, but I'm not certain about that. So please don't quote me on that. I like them. They were great. They had a really great set. They also the crowd banter, top tier. Very, very good. Very, very good. They sort of just, like, were, like, hanging out, you know. I think, like, also, like, they sort of, like, knew maybe half the audience. Like, there was a point where they pointed out individuals in the audience. It was like, yeah, I know, yeah, you guys are married, and you guys just got married, and you guys are about to get married. It's very beautiful, it seems like. And, like, after they finished their set, about half the audience left the theater. So, you know, I guess that's, like, that's pretty indicative of their deal. Also great band. Listen to Stranger Mangers, because I think they do have stuff on streaming services or whatever, or maybe on Bandcamp. Check them out. I do think that they really are key live. The visuals for the show were really, really awesome. They had like some guy doing live visuals, and I think they had, like, one guy doing all the sound, and sometimes he would run across the stage to fix a mic or turn down the volume on something. Pretty funny. I like that. And they had, like, I don't know, they had three people with camera, like, video cameras walking across to, like, you know, to send video from, of the musicians all the way to, I don't know, some glitch editor thing or Rob. It was dope. It was dope. Cool stuff. I recommend checking out a show there. My only problem with it is it's all seating, because it's, like, a movie theater. There's no standing, and I personally prefer, like, you know, shows standing, but it's whatever. We actually have to, like, stop talking about this freaking show. One last thing. The bassist for country western, he really, like, he's got a good vibe about him. He's got sheepish grins, and he's got a Wikipedia t-shirt, which is, like, dude, I was thinking about that, like, earlier. I don't know if it was, like, earlier today or, like, a day ago. I was like, oh man, this should make a Wikipedia t-shirt. That'd be awesome. And a Grinch hat, and that really made my night, I think. I think that was what made my night. All right, enough said about this. There will be no more said about this, because it is too much, and I've spent half the show talking about a country western. I'm going to give you a little palate cleanser before we move on to the next segment of our show. This next song is I'm Transmitting Tonight by Tim Hecker. It's kind of, you know, it's just out of place, but it's, like, it's a very beautiful song off of Radio Amor. Go listen to Tim Hecker. He rocks. All right, before we go any further, I've got a quick PSA. This one's for the Apple Jam Club here at Tufts. Do you like shoegaze more than the average person? Finally, we've got some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual art performances, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. This has been a public service announcement from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Also, like, you know, go join up. They need more people. Otherwise, they're gonna, like, they're not doing great as a club, from what I know. They need people. Go join Apple Jam. If you're a tough student or whatever. Okay. Now, in this second half of our show here, we have some, Okay, this is a band I learned about very recently from the magnanimous Jack Brownlee. This is a band called Stillhouse Plants. I believe they're centered in London. They have a, this, oh god, okay, wait, I need to, okay, great fucking, oh, I can't say that, wait, oh my god, whatever, who cares, great band, sorry, I'm a little frazzled tonight, yeah, okay, whatever, okay, this is MMM, that's like three times the letter M, by Stillhouse Plants, it's a single off their new album, which is coming out on the 12th of April, which is, that's soon, released by Bison Records. This song is MMM, once again, I'm gonna play it, because you gotta hear it to believe it, if you ask me.
support them. I wanna be a fix sometimes. I wish I was cool. I wish I was cool. I wish.
Alright, once again, that was M space M space M. When I say space, I want the character space. By Stillhouse Plants, off of their upcoming album, If I Don't Make It, I Love You. I'm excited for that one. I have a feeling that that's gonna, that's really gonna be, like top of my charts this year of just, music released. Cause it's just the singles that are out are so good. I'm really excited for that. I think it will be good. All right. Yeah, this song always or I guess this band really just, it sort of reminds me a little bit of the band Moin, which is I don't know. It's okay. Moin is a strange group. It's this duo. Oh man, I'm struggling to remember what they're like what other project they do. Anyways, they make dance music. They make I don't know, sort of cool ambient dance stuff. And so this is it's technically electronic music kind of. So what they do is they record this drummer whose name I forget. Just doing things, and then they sequence it with guitar stuff. So this next song is gonna be Melon by Moin, and then after that I'm gonna be playing some evil songs. But for now, enjoy Melon by Moin off of Paste.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Melon by Moin off of Paste. Good album. Really good album. I like Moin. Moin is good. Go listen to Moin. Or as promised, some evil music. Some evil music coming up. Okay, so I'm going to play first a song that a band that I encountered a little while ago. I don't remember exactly which circumstances I came across them, but this band Lake of Dracula, like evil, wicked, twisted, grimy psych music. And then so I'm going to be playing Coconut Wine from their self-titled, or actually wait, no, it's from Skeletal Remains, huh? Yeah. So that's first. And then I'm going to be playing Madonna Approaches R&B Blonde Wreckages by Hella, which is like, they're like, you know, they're a well-known evil band. I'm just going to let these play because I feel like I've talked enough this hour and I'm feeling twisted. I'm feeling twisted and I'm feeling evil and you can share that with me. Let's feel evil together.
Oh,
All right. This hour of incantations and rituals seems to be coming to its end, as it does every week. Don't cry. Don't cry for me. I need you to be strong for me. I need you to steel yourself. Because it was bound to happen and you knew it was going to happen. I think I'm going to end off the night here with some more chill tunes. I'm going to play You Play For Us Today by Agitation Free, awesome krautrock band from the 70s. And then we'll see what we have time for, eh? So, without further ado, I'm sick of talking. Let's get some tunes in the chat, eh? Or not? What, you know what I mean? You know what's up? Let's play some tunes.
I fly the airplane.
And you play for us. Deal?
Right.
All right. Well, our hour is about to end. I'm going to end it off with, you know, a little snippet of Wedding in the Park by Gastrol del Sol. Good. He makes good music, this guy. I think he was in Slint. I don't know. I don't remember. It's too late for me, man, dude. Once again, before I leave, this is May, and you are listening to, you're listening to an hour of rituals and incantations on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll see you next week. Have a good one.